The following is an Investor Brand Network audio production via our Audio Press Release Solutions. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Investor Brand Network utilizes its network of more than 5,000 distribution partners as well as other corporate communication tools to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Investor Brand Network's platform connects the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Welcome to Network Newswire editorial coverage titled It's Elemental, Restoring the U.S. Rare Earth Element Supply Chain. The United States was once a thriving producer of rare earth elements, REEs, a group of 17 elements deemed critical to clean energy and modern technologies. REEs are used in a bevy of applications, including cell phones, computers, electric vehicles, defense equipment, renewable energy systems, and more. China has dominated global rare earth markets, driving out competitors and controlling nearly all of the world's processing capacity. China has wielded this monopoly of the REE supply chain to influence foreign policies, a weaponization that threatens the economic and national security of the US and other countries around the world. Against this backdrop, the US government is committed to ending its dependence upon China for REEs, and Energy Fuels Inc., UUUU on New York Stock Exchange, is among the leaders with projects that intend to reignite REE production in the US, which in Energy Fuels' case is expected as soon as early 2021. In December 2020, the company advanced its entry into the REE market by inking a three-year supply agreement with the Chemours Company, CC on New York Stock Exchange, to acquire a minimum of 2,500 tons per year of natural monazite sand ore, one of the highest grade and highest value rare earth minerals in the world. Yet, the relatively tiny quantity of natural monazite the company will be acquiring from Chemours contains close to 10% of total US demand for rare earths. Chemours is the nation's leading miner of monazite, a reddish-brown phosphate mineral sand, containing high concentrations of REEs and uranium. Companies are looking to shift their supply chains away from China, as EV maker Tesla Inc., TSLA on NASDAQ, recently did, by becoming a lithium miner in Nevada to supplement its other material feeds. Tech juggernaut Apple Inc., AAPL on NASDAQ, is following a different path, using recycled REEs in its latest products, with plans for the entire corporate footprint to have net zero climate impact by 2030. Siemens Gamesa Renewable Energy, SA, ticker symbol GCTAF, has challenges of its own as a major supplier of wind turbines, which requires REEs in their construction. Rare earth elements are critical for clean energy, advanced technologies, and national security. The US imported more than $2.6 trillion of finished products containing REEs in 2018. The federal government is supporting domestic production of REEs for national security and tech independence. Reviving the US REE market. The US Department of Energy estimates that in 2018, the global REE market was valued at approximately $8 billion. The US imports all of the REEs it consumes, about 80% of which comes from China. In 2018, the DOE said that the nation imported about $160 million worth of rare earth compounds and metals, excluding yttrium and scandium. However, the real economic cost of REEs is deceptive, in so much that the nation imports nearly all of its REEs in the form of finished goods rather than raw material. When put in these terms, the US Department of Energy estimates that the US imported $2.6 trillion of finished goods containing REEs in 2018. Insatiable consumer appetite for technology and growing environmental consciousness suggest that demand for REEs will continue to rise. The increase will be spearheaded by renewable energy, namely wind and solar, and an automobile industry where rare earth elements are used in 93% of the permanent magnet traction motors in electric vehicles, EVs. Magnets using REEs are integral to both of these markets. For a bit of context, consider just the EV market. Each fully electric vehicle requires 1 to 2 kilograms of NEO magnets. If there are 125 million EVs on the road by 2030, as the International Energy Agency predicts, REE use for EVs will increase from approximately 180 to 360 tonnes in 2017 to somewhere between 6,000 and 13,000 tonnes in the next decade. An undisputed leader in uranium, vanadium, and now REEs. Since the late 1990s, the nation has effectively ceased processing any REEs, while China established a commanding global position, controlling 90% of global production. Last year, the Pentagon began changing that dynamic by committing to provide funds to REE mines and processors through the Defense Production Act. Then, in a milestone moment for the industry and country, in October 2020, Energy Fuels Inc., UUUU, on New York Stock Exchange, produced a mixed REE concentrate from monazite sand at its wholly owned White Mesa Mill in Utah. While REE ore is currently mined and beneficiated in the US by MP Materials, Energy Fuels' production of a mixed REE carbonate will represent the first product of its kind produced in the country in several years. The company also states that it intends to evaluate producing separated rare earth element oxides and perhaps other high-value downstream rare earth element products, including metals, alloys, and possibly magnets. Energy Fuels is already distinguished as the name in U.S. uranium, with assets that have produced more than 33% of all U.S. uranium over the past 15 years, as well as more production capacity, 11.5 plus million pounds of U3O8 annually, and in-ground resources than any other miner in the country. Energy Fuels also weighed in as the nation's biggest producer of vanadium in 2019, another critical element used in steel, advanced alloys, and grid-scale batteries. Now the company intends to lead the re-emerging US REE market. REEs are complementary to the company's uranium business as natural monazite ore contains high concentrations of both uranium and REEs. UUUU's announcement regarding its supply agreement with Chemours included the company's plan to process the monazite ore at its White Mesa Mill starting in Q1 2021, recover the contained uranium and produce a marketable 71% TREO dry basis mixed REE carbonate ready for separation. The announcement represents an important step towards re-establishing a fully integrated US REE supply chain. Quote, "We estimate that the amount of REE contained in the monazite sands to be supplied by Chemours will equal close to 10% of total current US REE demand, as contained in end-use products," end quote, the company noted in the announcement. Energy Fuels made relatively inexpensive process tweaks at the White Mesa Mill to add monazite ore processing to its portfolio. The company actually has considerable experience in handling REEs and other materials, having produced uranium from feeds that also contain similar metals, tantalum and niobium at the mill. The company also recruited leading REE experts to provide strategic advice in its expansion into REEs. The decision to process natural monazite may prove prescient, as the phosphate mineral is known as one of the highest value REE ores in the world, containing over 50% total rare earth oxides as well as uranium. First mover, lightning pace. Once it announced its intention in April 2020 to build its footprint in REEs, Energy Fuels moved quickly to complete a pilot-scale monazite production run just 7 months later. The company was able to accomplish this milestone so fast because it utilized existing resources, infrastructure, and technologies, providing the company with a competitive advantage. The company believes it can enter commercial REE production more quickly and inexpensively than others because of its existing licensed and constructed assets and experience. If successful in using existing infrastructure and technologies at the White Mesa Mill to recover the uranium and the REEs from monazite sands, Energy Fuels will avoid the years of permitting and development that others may be faced with and will enjoy materially reduced capital costs. Energy Fuels is finalizing negotiations to sell its mixed REE concentrate to separation facilities. With commercial production targeted for early 2021,
the company anticipates being the first to bring a critical portion of the monazite REE supply chain back to the US. As a complement to its commercial REE initiatives earlier this year, Energy Fuels and a team from Penn State University were awarded a contract by the US Department of Energy to develop a conceptual design for producing rare earth oxides from coal-based resources. Many of the REE minerals associated with coal are similar to natural monazite. This could further cement Energy Fuels' leadership position in the domestic REE industry.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Investor Brand Network, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness tools. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for the services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of Investor Brand Network or financial analysts mentioned in this audio production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities on their own accounts. This audio production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities mentioned in this audio production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio production by Investor Brand Network is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.